great to be with you all again. Always enjoyed the opportunity to be here and get to see you all. And always encouraged by the good work that's going on here. And certainly that continues to be the case. One of the things that I love, I guess, about the Word of God is that you can put it in anybody's hand and it's going to challenge us. Whether we are just now learning the gospel or whether we have been studying the Bible for 60, 70 or more years, we can still find those things that are going to challenge us and to help us grow. One of the things that I think about is the idea of Hebrews chapter 12. We talked about some of the book of Hebrews even tonight, but you consider even that great chapter of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And then you come into chapter 12 and it turns upon us. Those examples are there for a reason and for a purpose. And so it tells us, seeing those examples, seeing those that have gone before, that have been able to live those faithful lives, that have been able to be even these great examples for us. It goes on to encourage us at the end of verse 1. Run with patience the race that is set before us with this charge or this challenge, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that is a challenge, I think, again, that whether you are a newborn babe in Christ or you've been faithful for 60, 70 years, to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and it's always going to challenge us, to spur us on to be faithful. If we're not careful, we can fall into the trap of getting so busy and sidetracked and running about in this life, and we might become content with being associated with Jesus. Being near Him, but not necessarily looking unto Him as that example, as a charge. We see that even in His life, He spoke of it. Matthew chapter 7, familiar warnings as he approaches the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And he tells us, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. There will be a lot of people even that call upon my name. There are going to be people that like to be associated with me. There are a lot of people who maybe will even want to bear my name or be among my people. But they haven't been followers of me. They've identified with me, maybe, in that sense, in their minds anyway. It, of course, comes with that promise at the end of the verse, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's the one I'm going to claim. That's the one that's going to be with me for all of eternity. But I might suggest just further as we think about that thought tonight, even Jesus' disciples, sometimes those who were close to him, struggled with that same concept. I think about the book of Mark. The book of Mark is an active book. It reminds us Jesus was going about constantly. Mark uses these words that remind us when Jesus was done here, he was there. He was here. He was there. It's this consistent action of his life that he was constantly going about doing good. And his disciples were right there with him, but it didn't always click. It didn't always register. And so you can go somewhere like Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, we have this time in which Jesus, even they've been spending time with him. Jesus begins to speak here of what is going to happen to him. In Mark 8 and verse 31, he begins to teach them the Son of Man is going to suffer many things. He's going to be rejected of the elders, of the priests, of the scribes, and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. It's there in verse 32, Peter's began to rebuke him. Not so. This isn't going to happen to you. And Jesus is going to tell him there in verse 33, get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You've been so long with me, but you're still concentrating on the physical things of this life. You would preserve my life, But you forget that I'm here for a spiritual cause, a spiritual reason. And so here in this instant, at least, Peter's mind's not where it should have been. And he's going to go on through the end of that chapter and urge them and remind them, you're going to follow after me. You're going to have to take up your cross and follow after me. It's going to involve difficulty. It's going to be involving looking at things that are spiritual and not just that which is physical. Even if you were to go over into chapter 9, again, Jesus is going about doing good. Jesus is being busy. And here he goes again in verse 31, teaching them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise again the third day. Here is Jesus knowing the things that are awaiting him. They're with him. They're seeing what he's concentrating on. They're seeing his good works. They hear what he's talking about. Here he's going to give the greatest sacrifice, that he would lay down his life. You know what they're talking about? A few verses down there. Verse 33, what were you talking about in the way? They held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Jesus did everything he did to show that he came as a servant. Here he was, master, creator of all, but he came as a servant, and even those that spent day after day with him, sometimes they missed it. And it's that reminder to me that I can be about Jesus, I can be associated with Jesus, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm looking unto Jesus as that example, that I'm growing closer to him, that I'm imitating him in my life. So many New Testament verses you could go to there. 1 John 1 and verse 7, walking in the light. Ephesians 5 and verse 1, being imitators of God as dear children, so many others. But go back and remember where we started from. Are we walking in such a way that we're looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith? I want to be more and more like him, that I'm following him, I'm walking with him day after day, not just associated, not just occasionally with him, but I'm looking unto him, I'm looking into his life, I'm looking into his example, I'm looking into the way that he went. I know where he went. He went to be at the right hand of his Father, which is in heaven, and I want to follow him there and spend eternity with him. And so the challenge comes to us. Where are we? Are we looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith? Are we looking unto Jesus and following that great example? Maybe there's one here that says, I want to know more about Jesus. I want to know more about his word. I know that you're surrounded by a group of people that would love to sit down and study and learn more about the Word of God and about that great example of Jesus, that we can know him and know his will. One maybe that says, I know what I need to do. I've put it off. I'm ready even now to obey the gospel, that I could be baptized, immersed in water for the remission of my sins, even as those in the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 follow that great example. The same thing the first century individuals did to become Christians, we can do today and enjoy the same hope. Maybe there's one who, we started that walk, we stumbled somewhere along the way. It's time to come back home, repent of our sin, be faithful once again, and hopefully all of us say even more in our lives, I want to charge myself to ever be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, and draw closer to him in my life. That's the challenge before us. The invitation's open unto us. If we can help you with it, won't you let it be known as together we stand as you stand.